Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, May 10th, and I am reading from the New International Version. We pick up in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 7, and I'll be reading verses 36 through the end of the chapter. I love these verses today. These are the verses about Jesus being anointed by a sinful woman. When one of the Pharisees invited Jesus to have dinner with him, he went to the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. A woman in that town who lived a sinful life learned that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house. So she came there with an alabaster jar of perfume. As she stood behind him at his feet weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and poured perfume on them. When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would know who is touching him and what kind of woman she is, that she is a sinner." Jesus answered him, "Simon, I have something to tell you."
"Tell me, teacher," he said.
"Two people owed money to a certain money lender. One owed him 500 denarii and the other 50. Neither of them had the money to pay him back, so he forgave the debts of both. Now which of them will love him more?"
Simon replied, "I suppose the one who has the bigger debt forgiven."
"You have judged correctly," Jesus said. Then he turned toward the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I came into your house. You did not give me any water for my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but this woman, from the time I entered, has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not put oil on my head, but she has poured perfume on my feet. Therefore, I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, as her great love has shown. But whoever has been forgiven little, loves little." Then Jesus said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." The other guests began to say among themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" Jesus said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." And now let's turn over to the book of Psalms. Today we are reading Psalm 146. "Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. Do not put your trust in princes, in human beings who cannot save. When their spirit departs, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plans come to nothing. Blessed are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God. He is the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them. He remains faithful forever. He upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets prisoners free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the foreigner and sustains the fatherless and the widow. But he frustrates the ways of the wicked. The Lord reigns forever. Your God, O Zion, for all generations. Praise the Lord."
And now let's turn over to Zechariah chapter 13, and we'll be reading verse 2 through the end of the chapter. This is a very interesting section of scripture where we still see some messianic prophecy, meaning this is prophecy about our Lord Jesus. And this is quoted by Jesus on the night he is betrayed, as they're about to go out to the Garden of Gethsemane. And he says in Matthew chapter 26 and verse 31, these words, "Then Jesus told them, 'This very night you will fall away on account of me, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered.'" That verse that he quotes is from Zechariah chapter 13, starting in verse 2. "On that day, I will banish the names of the idols from the land, and they will be remembered no more, declares the Lord Almighty. I will remove both the prophets and the spirit of impurity from the land. And if anyone still prophesies, their father and mother, to whom they were born, will say to them, 'You must die, because you have told lies in the Lord's name.' Then their own parents will stab the one who prophesies. On that day, every prophet will be ashamed of their prophetic vision. They will not put on a prophet's garment of hair in order to deceive. Each will say, 'I am not a prophet. I am a farmer. The land has been my livelihood since my youth.' If someone asks, 'What are these wounds on your body?' they will answer, 'The wounds I was given at the house of my friends.'" And here's the section I was talking about. It's titled, "The Shepherd Struck, the Sheep Scattered." "Awake, sword, against my shepherd, against the man who is close to me, declares the Lord Almighty. Strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. And I will turn my hand against the little ones. In the whole land, declares the Lord, 2/3 will be struck down and perish, yet 1/3 will be left in it. This third I will put into the fire. I will refine them like silver and test them like gold. They will call on my name, and I will answer them. I will say, 'They are my people.' And they will say, 'The Lord is our God.'" Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Today is Monday, and so we are doing Missions Monday, where we pray for our mission partner. Today we pray for Empower Ministries. This is a ministry in our town that provides opportunities for people to break the cycle of poverty through educational and health services. So as we pray together, let's pray for the GED classes and for the students and teachers. Let's also pray for a person to fill a paid position to work 25 hours in their education center. And then we're going to pray for the volunteer physicians and nurses who continue to serve those without insurance. Would you pray with me? Father, we are humbled to again come around your throne together as brothers and sisters. We ask, Lord, that you would continue to make yourself known to us. Would you bring your kingdom in our hearts and in our cities and in our world? We pray specifically for Empower Ministries and ask, Lord, for the GED classes. We pray, Lord, that the teachers and the students would have beautiful interactions and that gospel presence would go forward in their lives. That these people who are students would be able to understand that they are worthy in your eyes, and help them, Lord, to break the cycle of poverty. We do pray, Lord, for the right person to fill a position in the education center. This person, according to the notes, will touch so many lives. And we just ask, Lord, that you would put a person there who is strong in their faith and can be a witness to those who walk into the doors of Empower Ministries. We also pray, Lord, for the volunteers who come week in and week out to serve at Empower, whether it is the physicians and the nurses, or those who bring meals, or those who tutor. Thank you, Lord, for using your people to do your work. And we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.